Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're talking about an article that every business owner in Australia needs to sit with. It's called WiseTech's 2000 AI Layoffs Are the Blueprint Every Australian Business Owner Must Read by Brett Allegre Wood.
And I'll be honest, when I first saw that headline, I thought, this is a tech company story. It's not really mine. But by the end of the article, I had completely changed my mind.
Right. So here's what happened. WiseTech Global, one of Australia's biggest tech success stories, cut around 2,000 jobs. That's nearly a third of their entire workforce. And their CEO, Richard White, didn't apologize for it. He said, quote, "The era of manually writing code as the core act of engineering is over."
Which sounds like a bold statement, but what Brett's arguing is that it's actually just corporate spin on a much simpler decision. Shareholder value placed above the people who built the company.
Exactly. He uses this image of a master watchmaker being told his craft is irrelevant because a machine can now stamp out 1,000 cheap plastic watches an hour. The function is the same. The craftsman is out of a job.
And out of a mortgage payment, which is the line that sticks with me. These weren't peripheral roles. These were developers, project managers, customer service staff, people who built the platform.
So is this a one-off? Brett's very clear that it isn't. Goldman Sachs is warning AI-driven displacement could push unemployment to 4.5%. A Harvard Business Review study found 39% of companies surveyed are already cutting headcount as a direct result of their AI initiatives.
39%? That's not a fringe movement.
No. And what WiseTech has shown every CEO and board is that you can eliminate a third of your workforce, call it an AI strategy, and the market will reward you. Brett calls it the new playbook, and he's clear it's industry agnostic.
Okay, so I want to ask the question a lot of owners will be sitting with right now. I'm not in tech. Why does this affect me?
This is where Brett gets really specific, and I think it's the most useful part of the article. There's a pricing shift buried in the WiseTech announcement that most commentary missed entirely. They're moving from per-seat licensing to transaction-based pricing.
So explain that, because a lot of people won't immediately see why that matters to their business. Per seat is simple. 10 employees need access, you pay a fixed monthly fee.
Predictable, budgetable. Transaction-based means you pay for every action the software performs. Every invoice raised, every shipment tracked. There's no ceiling. Your costs move with your business volume, and the movement is designed to be upward.
And Brett's point is that WiseTech won't be the last. Your accounting platform, your CRM, your project management tools, they're all watching this.
All watching. And when your suppliers face that same volatility in their own software costs, they pass it on to you. So even if you never log into WiseTech directly, you're likely downstream of someone who does.
Right. And that's before we even get to what the government is doing about any of this.
Very little. And that's being generous. At the exact moment WiseTech was making headlines, the Australian federal government quietly scrapped its national AI advisory body. After 15 months, after spending nearly $200,000 setting it up.
They built the committee and then disbanded it?
Professor Toby Walsh, one of Australia's leading AI researchers, said the country is dangerously unprepared for the impact of unregulated AI. Brett says that assessment looks understated right now. Singapore, by contrast, has a national AI council chaired by the Prime Minister, investing billions into AI skills and ethical frameworks. The contrast is pretty stark. One government is shaping the transition. The other disbanded the committee that was supposed to think about it. So what do you actually do with this? Brett gives 5 specific actions in the article. The one I'd start with this week is auditing your software contracts. Find out which of your tools are on per-seat pricing and whether those providers have signaled any move to usage-based models. Don't let a budget surprise hit you without warning. For me, the action that lands hardest is having an honest conversation with your team. Not a scaremongering all hands, but a real discussion about which tasks in your business are routine and automatable and which ones genuinely require human judgment, creativity, and relationships. Because the WiseTech blueprint penalizes routine skills and rewards everything AI can't replicate. The people who come through this wave will be the ones who made themselves harder to automate. Read the full article at anabu.ai. Brett goes deep on all 5 action steps. And if you want this working inside your actual business, you can book a free AI audit there as well. This one's worth your time.